It is Magic 105.4. I'm Jamie Edwards. And rather appropriately for Magic, I got Stephen Mulhern here.
I'm here.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm very good, mate. You?
Really good. Yeah, really good.
And you've kind of been up to something a little bit crazy for the last couple of days.
Do you know what? We just done the first ever live odour experiment. And for the basic idea of it, for those that didn't come along, we got this male model, put him in a Perspex box that's no bigger than a bedroom, and just tried to make it as smelly as possible. Then got members of the public after 3 days to go into this box. Remember, he stayed there for 3 days and three nights, and he wasn't let out the box. He had his own toilet in there, wasn't allowed to wash, nothing like that. And members of the public voted for various different challenges for him to do to make it smelly as it could be. Then after the 3 days, we got the male model, a guy called Adam, to come out. We Febreze sprayed the box and then blindfolded members of the public. They then went in and had to describe what they smelt, which was, of course, lovely freshness.
God, it's like that advert, isn't it?
On
the telly, yeah, where they
exactly.
go into that really, really horrible room.
Yeah, and it was like bringing the TV ad to life, and it worked really well, and I had a good laugh, so... Yeah, it was good.
God, see, I mean, I can remember a teenager. That's what you want to do, put a teenager in there. The teenage bedrooms.
Would you have done it? If they said to you, right, Jamie, you've got to go into this box for 3 days, three nights. Honestly?
I probably could have done it, but I feel really clean. I actually do go around my house Febrezing everything.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, everything in my place smells lovely.
Yeah, you should have come along. Next time, we'll do it with you.
Yeah, it's a bit like when they put David Blaine up in the box above the Thames.
Do you know something? This really makes me laugh. When you think of when David Blaine did that, in America, big celebrations, people flying from all over the world to come and see this. What do people from the UK do? They get, like, Burger Kings, and they literally get helicopters that fly around the box, they throw eggs. Why can't we celebrate that sort of stuff?
The one that got me was when somebody was on Tower Bridge hitting golf balls at him.
I know I'm laughing, but... I
think that's revenge for what he did to Eamon Holmes.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was horrendous.
I remember it live. I mean, the poor bloke, because Eamon at the time was working for Magic as well.
Oh,
and
really?
He was like, what did I do? I mean...
Well, the thing was, how did he deal with that? You know, because as we know, as presenters, if someone doesn't talk during a chat, then you're stuffed. But he didn't just not talk. He literally freaked him out. I think one of Eamon's lines was, I bet you it's fun around your house at Christmas. And what was the hand thing? It was just all weird.
It was just bizarre, wasn't it? Yeah, funnily enough, I don't think he's been back to the UK.
No, exactly. But isn't it weird? He just seems to have disappeared, really.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun. Yeah. But yeah, because he was everywhere at one point.
He's probably in some block of ice somewhere. Someone forgot. Oh, heck, he's still in the freezer. We better let him out.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. What's your place like? Are you a tidy man?
I am tidy, yeah. I like to think I'm tidy. I think it's that thing that I like to have things in the right place. I don't have a lot of clutter.
You're not a collector?
I have a clear. No, I'm not a collector. Don't tell me you are.
Oh, yeah.
Of what?
Disney just... things. Doesn't get any better, trust
yeah,
me.
There you go. But yeah. Really? Yeah. Why Disney?
I just loved it.
Mind you saying that, you know, I love Disney, but what sort of stuff?
Oh, figurines and carrier bags, cushions.
I can just see your house now. I once went to a show called Brilliant Creatures and... went to a woman's house who collected snakes.
Ugh.
She had like 750 snakes in her house. And I mean, like slept with them, had them in a kitchen, had them in the bathroom. I know. How freaky is that?
I've got a car from some Jungle Book, but that's about as far as I go.
Yes. A talking book as well.
God. I tell you, I mean, you've worked with some people who've sort of done crazy things and all that sort of stuff with Britain's Got More Talent.
Yeah, you see some amazing stuff, really. It's funny, we're talking about... the new series at the moment that starts in January, and we start doing the auditions in January. It doesn't go on air till April, but you just never know what to expect. And that's why I think it's such a good job, because you just can't predict it. I'll tell you a secret, actually. When Paul Potts, well, obviously was our first winner, I think we all learnt a very quick lesson, because Anton Deck normally, you know, stand on one side of the stage, then myself on the other side for ITV2. So as soon as the act comes off, they'll talk to Anton Deck, walk around the other side and talk to us for the after show. And no one could ever have imagined how good Paul Potts was, so much so that Anton Deck were in the canteen having something to eat. And it's only when he kicked off with Ness and Dormer that they had to run down and then stand at the side to talk to him. So if you look at it on YouTube, you never see an interview beforehand. but you do after.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And of course, Subo.
Yeah.
She's outselling the Beatles.
It's disturbing.
It's just amazing, isn't it?
I mean, and what Susan Ball did for Amanda Holden's career as well.
Wow.
You know, for that whole American thing.
That moment was just phenomenal. Yeah, you know, to think that it's just amazing. And that's what the show can do.
What's the weirdest one that's been on?
I remember a guy who did a thing with his motorbike where he came on and he was like chopping melons and this, that and the other with like chainsaws, which was all a bit bizarre. No one really understood what was going on. But you just never know. I'm trying to think of other stuff that, you know, obviously the animal acts, they're always popular.
Yeah.
But they don't really do anything.
Well, what can you do with them once you've walked a dog on its back legs once?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and I don't think we'll ever beat Kate and Jin.
No.
Because they were just too good. I think Simon once said, it's like, is there somebody in that dog? Like it was some sort of suit.
Mind you, it would be just like Simon to have put someone inside the dog.
Yes, yes, yeah. We've got our winner. But he loves dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's got any, though, is he?
I don't know.
I don't think, well, he can't have. I mean, who looks after him? He spends so much time
going
back and
forth.
I'm
sure he's got people.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah, it's true. What's the inside gossip on the new panel?
Do you know what? Nobody knows. And this is the thing that, I know there's meetings that are taking place at the moment, but no one knows. Because obviously Michael and David aren't going to be there. Mm. So who do you get to replace them? I think it was really hard the first time when they had to replace Piers and Simon to find Michael and to find David. So what do you go? See, I think if I had a choice, who would I love to see on the panel? I'd love to see Peter Kay.
Ooh, yeah.
I think he'd be brilliant. But is he too similar to Michael?
Then Michael's not there. So actually, you know, Michael worked really well.
He did. He did. It's a real shame he's not doing it.
Likewise with the Hoff.
Guy.
I mean, the Hoff is just hilarious.
He was amazing. I'm trying to think of some of the sayings that he used to have. Things like, oh, yeah, so when he would get tired, he would go, oh, me needs a cup of Hoffy. Me needs a cup of Hoffy. You know, I'm having a Hoff day. And his merchandise was unbelievable.
I went to see him in Panto, and he had his own little stall in the theatre.
See, that doesn't surprise me at all, with all of his T-shirts and stuff. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a photo of me wearing a Baywatch T-shirt, thinking, oh, you know, this is going to be kind of funny. I'll wear a bit of Baywatch T-shirt and get a photo done with the Hoff.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Don't Hassle the Hoff T-shirt.
Also, Louis Spence only told me this 2 days ago. He said that he did pantomime with him in Wimbledon, and obviously, it was freezing cold. It was December, this, that and the other. And the Hoff's outside in his red jacket that he wore in Baywatch.
Yeah.
But it's just that whole mentality of he's actually packed that. He's actually gone to his wardrobe or wherever he keeps it and gone, yep, that's packed, lovely.
He's not just packed that. He's packed about five of them.
He's a very special person.
Brilliant. I'd love to see Danny do it. I know that that's one of the rumours that she might come.
Yeah, I've heard the rumour as well. In fact, she came on this morning and she slightly, you know, hinted that she's definitely having talks. But honestly, if I knew, I'd give you some hints. But I genuinely don't. As I say, Peter Kay, great. Would Danny Minogue be brilliant? Yes, of course.
Do you think Simon would come back?
See, who knows? Have you seen the papers about X Factor?
Yeah.
See, who knows? He came back last time.
Do you think he'll come back onto X Factor?
I don't know. I don't know why I gave that silence, because that makes it as I do.
There was like a real tension there.
Yeah. Okay, do it again, and then you can put one of those tension beds on it. Okay, go on, go.
Stephen, do you think he'll come back onto the English X Factor?
Who, Simon?
Yeah.
No, I don't. This is great radio.
It's the sound of everyone just going, oh, they've gone. Off we go.
Yeah. How to lose viewers or indeed listeners.
Yes. Today, you said then that you'd done some stage stuff before. You and me have actually got something in common. And I think we're the only presenters to have ever learned how to play the violin and play Danny in Greece.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still play?
No.
See, why is that? Because I don't play the violin anymore.
Because I've got a double chin now, and when I tip my head to one side...
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
So you can sing?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.